cannot have wisdom or put wisdom in action.
我们都知道，人即使有知识，但是如果没有一个基础的东西来托住这个知识，你没有办法正确的来使用它。
Just like if you for a baby that was born but never received any training or education, then it's very hard to develop any kind of wisdom because there's nothing to go by. Is that true?
当然，要得到这个知识，最重要的很重要的一个途径就是要有教育。
I don't know how many of you have saw the movie called Tarzan. That was in there for the older generation. Some younger generation probably didn't know what Tarzan is. But Tarzan was brought up by supposedly the tale about by the apes and the monkey that brought him up in the wilderness. So he had no education of any kind to human, in terms of human content. So if you imagine before he came back to civilization, what kind of wisdom he would have because he had no training or education.
人猿泰山是一个旧的那个老的故事书啊，可能这年轻的一代已经没有人看那本书了。但人猿泰山讲到说，这个泰山是一个人，但是他是被猿猴所养大的。他最后要回到人的社会里面，他碰到了很多的困难，因为他从来没有经过人的教育。
By the way, this is the real difference between how God created human being versus created animals.
我们也知道，上帝造人，也造了其他的动物，但人跟动物之间有很大的不同。
Because human has the mind for cognition, while animals don't have that capacity.
人有一些特殊的这个可以说智慧吧，是动物所没有的。
Now, in order to have knowledge, you have to be exposed to a number of things, right? First of all, if you are on a human standpoint, you have to have data, in other words, there are information that put in terms of information, data in terms of statistics and what happened and so forth. Then you have the information, and that leads to knowledge. You have to read, you have to study. When you are exposed, then you get knowledge, right?
所以人要有知识之前，必须要先得到数据，从数据里面得到信息，信息再进到知识。
So I think I'll put it next. Is the next important is understanding.
那最后呢，是对事情的了解。
I'll put it around a little bit. If you have knowledge, then you have to understand what you know. Once you know, then you can develop insight and you can develop wisdom.
在有了了解以后，才能够产生智慧跟洞察力。
Now, you were wondering why so many people are different and why they did things differently.
我们在想人为什么有，即使是人也有这么多的不同。
Not everybody treat the same problem and find solution the same way.
人也有不同的，对同样事情有不同的解法。
And I will tell you from the human standpoint, wisdom, how you present, how you put it into function,It depends on a number of factors.
人的智慧是依据下面几个不同的因素在里面。
So I say that your wisdom will come from a combination of exposure to this list of things.
人的智慧是一个这四大概就是这四种不同因素的一个组合。
First of all, you need formal education.
第一个是正式的教育。
Number two, how you were brought up in your family and how you were exposed to your surrounding or the culture when you were brought up.
第二个是你长在家里面跟社会里面长大的这个经历。
And you will say that you are also exposed to a lot of philosophy, a lot of idiom or popular saying, and you learn from those popular saying what is the best way to behave, best way to live in your life. Isn't that true? We call them proverbs.
在你长大的过程里面，常常听到人家所讲的一些，俗语、谚语，甚至箴言。
I'll share with you a little bit later. You know, different civilizations have their own proverbs to help educate the younger generation. Usually, it's the older folk, the philosopher, those are very educated, or those are in religious or educational leadership. They will have certain sayings that become popular, then become proverbs. And those will pass on from one generation to the other. And if you know those, it gives you something to think about whether it's true or false and how it applies to you in your life.
像这些箴言，是在人类社会里面，不同的种族、不同的国家里面，他们这些比较在这个思想上面，或者是有一些思想家、哲学家，甚至宗教领袖，他们所经年累月所累积出来的一些生活的原则，世世代代这样传下来。
I would say that the fourth item, insightful illumination, is basically putting all your knowledge through wisdom into action.
然后第四点是能够有这些洞察力，或者是你在某一个时间点你得到一些启示。
In other words, wisdom requires knowledge first. From that, then you get some insight.Or illumination, and you know how to use what you know and put them into a function that is practical and important in life.
在某些时间点上面，你得到这些洞察力以后，你能够运用到你的生活上面。
When I was young, we used to have people, older people, tell me, and I'm you have heard it before. No matter how much you study, if you don't put them into action and make it functional, they are not very useful.我们叫读死书是吗？
小时候。
In Cantonese, 读死书。读死书。
小时候，老人家告诉我们：“你们不要读死书，要活学活用。”
Now, this is one illustration I will give you how knowledge can become action to the point that you develop something which is very meaningful and useful in life. Now, in a way, we call those people inventors. They have those basic knowledge, some insight came to them, and they thought of some idea, then they invent something that you can use in daily life.
我们看到在人类历史里面有许多的发明家，他们有那样的智慧，能够从智慧转为行动，发明一些事情来造福人类。
How many of you have heard of this story about Archimedes? Anybody heard of this before?
哪些人听过阿基米德原理的？请举手。
Well, this happened about 250 BC.And the fact that he developed something through this insight, it became what is called the Archimedes principle.
阿基米德发现。
This is very important in physics.
这是一个物理学上重要的发现，在公元前250年左右，阿基米德这样子发现的。
What happened is that story goes that the king.He asked somebody, a smith, to build him a gold clock. Okay? But then he wasn't very trustful of this goldsmith. Is it 100% gold or just 50-60% gold mixed with other metal? So he hired Archimedes. He said, prove to me if you can, that this crown is 100% gold. So he kind of bothered him for a long time. He don't know how to develop, how to do that, right? One day, he jumped into a bath full of water, almost to the brim, I would say. He jumped in to take a bath, and the water all spilled out. And then he suddenly had this insight. Oh, the volume of displacement by this thing is equal to the weight of the metal. So from there, he developed the Archimedes principle. You understand how it works? Correct, you know, students, young people, you know, how the correlation between the water displaced and also the amount of weight in that piece of crown that displays the water.
这故事的经历是这样子，这个国王找了个金匠来替他做这个冠冕。 但是国王怀疑金匠偷他的金子，没有用 100% 的金子放到这个冠冕里面，所以他就找了阿基米德来，叫阿基米德找了一个方法来证明，这个金匠并没有偷取国王的这个金子，没有偷工减料。Young
people in the audience, do you understand this principle? Do you understand? Put your hands up. Well, we have some high school graduate here, isn't it? Didn't you take physics in your study? Well, if you don't know this principle, go home and study it, okay? This is physics. Now, we talk about idiom, proverb, and so forth. They help us in our life as we go through life, but they are popular. So I just show you some. It is hard in a bilingual worship to get everything in English and Chinese together, but I tried my best so that those who are familiar with Chinese only understand what I'm trying to say. Okay? Now I'll show you just a few examples. This is a Chinese idiom set.
这边长老特别找了个中英文都可以看得懂的这个图片，让我们知道说。
I'll practice my Mandarin, Jerry can say in English. How is that? 学到老,活到老,还有三分学不到.
Learn too old, live too old, and there is still one third not learned. Chinese proverb.
Is that true? This one, I'll let him read the Chinese. Harder.
I saw you were going to practice. 学而不思则罔，思而不学则殆。 论语.
Learning without thought is labor lost. Thought without learning is perilous. In other words, you have to learn with an active mind. How about this one? Now this is more of a ethical type of philosophical saying. It's similar a little bit to the Bible words too, but this come, I think it's Confucius who said that. Is that true?
是.
Yeah. You want to read it and you just.
孔夫子说的，己所不欲，勿施于人，论语.
What you do not wish for yourself, do not do to others. And this is the ethical type of proverb that we all exposed to. How about this one? It's supposed to be a Chinese proverb. I couldn't find a Chinese version, but I don't know true or not. But Jerry can translate it to me. If you want happiness for 1 hour, take a nap.
如果你想快乐一小时的话，就去睡个打个盹儿。
If you want happiness for a day, go fishing.
如果你想要一天快乐，就去钓鱼。
That's what I do a lot of time. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune.
如果你想快乐一年，你最好能够得到一些人家留给你的产业。
From your wealthy parents or grandparents, right?
得祖宗的余荫。
If you want happiness for a lifetime, help somebody.
如果你要一生快乐，你就要去帮助别人。
That's very meaningful. This is the lesson in life we learn, right? This is why we call learning wisdom. And the Greek proverbs, also the Greek, you know, the general, the older civilization used to have more proverbs than other, like the Jews, the Chinese, the Greek, you know, those civilizations. So this is a Greek proverb that whatever is good to know is difficult to learn.
希腊人有这样的谚语说，好的东西都是很难学的。
And that you need effort if you want to go along, get along in life, get wisdom too, human wisdom. There's no free lunch.
英文里面说，天下没有白吃的午餐。
And Aristotle also said, thou will find rest from vain fancy without such as he act in life, as though we were the last.
亚里士多德这样讲过，假如你做的每一件事情你都把它当作这是你最后的机会来做这个事情，
所以、你就
可以从这些空虚的、故事里面、得到一些喘息或安息。
The Bible actually has a corresponding verse to that too. In Psalm 90 verse 12 said, you should count your days.In other words, don't waste your time in life. Count your day. Make use of them.
数算自己的日子啊，圣经里面讲说，你应该数算自己的日子。
Well, other proverbs seem interesting. You can think about it. He said, wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools, because they have to say something.
柏拉图说，聪明的人说话，因为他们有东西可以说。笨蛋呢？喜欢说话，因为他们必须得说。
I'm sure you have come across occasion when somebody just talk 90% of the time, but they don't know what they are talking about.
所以我们都在生活里面遇见一些人喜欢，抢话，说很多的话，但是没有太多的内容。
But if you met somebody really respectful, you like to hear what he has to say. Just a few words would be enough to give you some encouragement and some wisdom in life.
相反的，我们也期待碰到一些真正有智慧的人，他们话不多，但是你跟他讲两三句，你就受益无穷。
Now, for parents, this is another Greek philosopher, which is helpful to say, be careful to leave your sons well instructed rather than rich, for the hopes.Of the instructed are better than the wealth of the innocent.
Ignorant.
Oh, ignorant. Sorry. ignorant.
这个叫Epictetus 的人说过这样的话，就是说你要很小心的来让你的孩子们能够被教导。真正的被好好的教导，好好的教导胜过你给他们金钱。
This is a little more modern proverb. Three ways to fall or to fail.
To fail.
Three ways to fail with everything in life. Young people, you are young. Listen to this, okay? Look at this. Remember. Number one, complain about everything.Number two, blame others for your problem. And number three, never be grateful.
这个谚语里面讲的三种浪费你生命的方法，第一个就是对每个事情都抱怨，第二个，把所有的问题，你自己的问题都怪罪到别人的身上，第三个是从来不感恩。
One more. Don't be impressed by money, followers, degree, and titles. Be impressed by kindness, integrity, humility, and generosity.
他说不要被这些东西所觉得 吸引或者是印象非常的深刻。这些东西是钱财，或者是有人来哄着你，支持你。第三个是你的学位，第四个是你的这个职位。相反的，你要去追求这个善良正直谦卑以及这个generosity 是慷慨，谢谢。
As I said, wisdom was mentioned a lot in the Bible, and actually more in the Old Testament than the New Testament. But the Greek word for wisdom is Homer. And they mentioned 166 times in the Old Testament. Why in the New Testament? The Greek word, the other one is a Hebrew word, I'm sorry, the Hebrew word, but the Sophia is the Greek root. And actually, I have a daughter, a granddaughter by the name of Sophia, not quite the same spell, spell one E, I E. I said, oh, I didn't know, I forgot the father named her Sophia. I didn't know everybody was saying wisdom until recently. But these two words are mentioned many times in the Old Testament. Now, in the Old Testament, we know the wisdom literature are mainly Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes.
旧约圣经里面的智慧书主要集中讲到智慧，主要集中在这三本书：约伯记、箴言、跟传道书。这个字眼在希伯来字里面叫做 Hokmah， 出现了166次。在新约希腊文里面用 Sophia 这个字出现了52次，大部分是在福音书里面。还有哥林多前书跟雅各书。
And besides Luke and Matthew, we also briefly mentioned it. I'll be sharing with you about the teaching from Paul and the teaching from James in the Corinthian book, Corinthian, also James a little later. When what the content of particularly what we call divine wisdom.
等一下，我们要看一下从神来的智慧是什么。
The Bible actually makes up these two terms in different situations, but it refers to two different types of wisdom, basically. One is human wisdom, the kind of wisdom you need to have to live a balanced life, to know how to solve problems, make decisions, take care of your family, and live a good life. That's human wisdom. The other wisdom is called divine wisdom. Divine wisdom requires certain absolute principle we have to follow. And from that, what we should do within that principle in terms of using wisdom in our life.
人的智慧当然就是能够帮助我们在这个社会里面好好的生活，照顾我们的家庭等等。但是圣经里面谈到神所赐给我们的智慧就是从神而来的智慧，是帮助我们怎么样能够过一个圣洁的生活。
Now the Bible is a very good record book in a way. It records success and failure. We learn a lot of lessons from the story in the Bible of real people in the past, both in the New as well as in the Old Testament. Now, how does wisdom came into place? Well, wisdom can be misused. You can use it for the wrong way, and you can end up in disaster.
我们看到这个圣经里面有些人物，他们虽然很有智慧，但是也可能这智慧会被滥用或是错用。
So we will study a little bit of that from the Bible, so we learn about the right kind of wisdom to have. And particularly from the teaching of Paul, as I mentioned, and also from James.
我刚才提到我们要看保罗跟这个雅各 在这方面的教导。
Now, just to give you a little bit of idea how they are different.
在这里我把人的智慧跟神的智慧放在这个投影片上面。
As I mentioned earlier, you need human wisdom to live a meaningful life.
我们需要人的智慧来过一个有意义的生活。
To deal with the problem that you may face every day.
来处理我们每天要面对的问题。
I know that all of us have relatives or family.
我们都有自己的家庭跟亲友。
And many of you agree that it is not easy to deal with conflict, relational conflict.
我们也知道，在跟家人或这个亲友相处中间，常常会有冲突的。
To deal with hyperactive children, demanding and difficult children.
或者是这个我们的孩子们有时候有这个叛逆的行为。
We have to plan for our financial situation and also security in life.
理财也是一个很重要的功课。
So if you have some human wisdom that can develop by the way you're brought up, it makes you in a better position to solve those problems and make decisions without getting life more miserable, difficult.
当然，人的这些智慧可以帮助我们过一个更好的生活，免得陷入很多的困难，跟危机里面。
Humans get wisdom, as I mentioned earlier, can be misused.
但是人的智慧也可以被滥用。
Later, we will also learn from the example from King Solomon, supposed to be the wisest king in history.
甚至我们看到最聪明的像圣经里面的所罗门王他的智慧也会被滥用。
Human wisdom, I see it, has good potential, but if it is not used properly, then it can put you in trouble instead. I was thinking from a medical standpoint, you take antibiotic to cure a certain disease, but if you don't use it right,you can get real complications. That includes other medicine too. If you misuse it, you can get real bad complications, side effects from it.
就好像我们学医的，我们知道药，包括这个抗生素，你用的不对，会产生许多的反效果或副作用。
Everybody want to be rich and wealthy.
我们都希望有更多的钱财。
But if you get to the point that it preoccupies you in life, it can turn into greed.
但是富有变跟贪心中间这个资格是很小的。
There's a TV program called Greed. I don't know any of you have.
甚至还有 TV 电视的这个节目名字就叫做贪心。
It involves very well-known people, they have a lot of money and end up in the jail.
许多有钱的人到最后进到了监牢里。
Some of you IT people, I don't know, it just came up about a week ago, I just happened to catch it in the news. There is a lady who is only in her probably late 20s or early 30s. She was so smart, she worked with the Silicon Valley, developed things for medical use,cheaper medical treatment. Have you read that?
Yeah, serious, I forgot,
yeah.
Something like that.
She was listed as a billionaire, multi-billionaire in the list, in the, along with Warren Buffett. But they found out that she was cheating all along. And now she's impending long-term jail term, and her assets turned from billion to bankruptcy.
最近有一个新闻就是一个才三十几岁的年轻的女孩子，她曾经是一个新的科技一个制药公司的总裁，她从很多名人那边募到了好几亿好几个 billion 美元的这个资金，把她公司弄得很像样子，结果最后人家发现 他做的东西是骗人的，现在要面对这个监狱。
Wisdom can bring you power and success. But if you overdo it, misuse it, you can become very arrogant.
我们也羡慕成功啊，羡慕我们有权位，但是这些事情、这些东西让我们很容易变成非常的高傲。
Come to think it, there are scientists who believe in God because they know their limitation. But there are scientists who rejected God because they God is not doing things right. I know better. That's why there are famous people who reject, become agnostic because they said, if I am God, I won't do things that way.
我们看到医学，科学界里面同样的，有些好的基督徒科学家，也有一些科学家狂妄到一个地步，他们觉得神，我做的事情比，能够做得比神更好。
You can be very secure because you wisdom. You put yourself in a very secure position in this world.
我们都希望安全有保障。
But you can be so secure, you become very selfish. You become cold. You have no compassion for other people. Some people even can't even talk to you, relate to you, because they think that you are so great, they don't even want to come to you. So, and that person can be secure, but you can have very cold attitude. You didn't care the need of other people.
但我们也看到很多人，他们虽然很安稳啊，很有保障，但是他们却很冷酷，对这些穷苦的人毫无关心。
You can say pride is the safest part of security in life. And wise person should know how to live a life and also become very selfish and then engage in excess entertainment and enjoyment and it can bring that person to the time that they care for is lust.
最下面那一点就是，各样的诱惑啊，有些这个有智慧的人，他们很成功，他们过得很好的生活啊，但是他们的生活可以变成很放荡。
Our divine wisdom is an entirely different thing. If you can think of it and study it, the Bible.
刚刚我们看的左边这些是人的智慧。但是从神来的智慧是不一样的。
As you will learn from Paul, he said is divine wisdom for a non-believer can be just rubbish.
就像保罗在圣经里面说过的，神的智慧在人的眼中常常被看作是愚拙的。
And we study the Bible said the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That is divine wisdom.
刚刚我们也读过人敬畏，对神的敬畏是人智慧的开端。这个智慧所提到的，就是从神那里来的智慧。
I like the Chinese term better. 敬畏，敬畏。
英文叫
Fear can
fear
give you a little bit different connotation. Fear, you're afraid of something. But 敬畏 very meaningful.
中文翻得很好敬畏比这个英文这个 fear，因为 fear，比较有害怕的意思。
You learn also if you have divine wisdom. And we'll learn later to divine wisdom only come to that person if he is part of God's family. If he's a believer in a higher power, a God, a Father who cares for you. And if you're a believer, if you can have, God said, I will give wisdom to anybody who asks for it. But you have to believe him. And you have to admit that you are a sinner. There's so much you can do, good and bad. But he is in charge. And you depend on him. He can give you the divine wisdom. And with the divine wisdom, you can have faith, hope, love, and peace. But more important is, those are the kind that the world cannot give.
神给人智慧。这个从神来的智慧是给一个是给这些愿意相信神的人。比如说这个右边的第二点提到信心啊、希望啊、爱跟平安啊，是这个世界所无法提供的。
But in order to obtain that kind of wisdom, you have to be humble.Humble to the fact that you are being created and you have God as your creator. You have your limitation, no matter how great you are. And so you have to trust God in your life to give you instinct, insight, how to make decisions and live your life. So to develop a meaningful relationship with God is the most important ingredient in obtaining this kind of wisdom.
所以要从神那里得到这样的智慧必须要跟神有好的关系，那就是你必须要在神面前谦卑信靠，并且倚靠神。
And also Christ taught us the two main commandments, the principle which is also under the heading of divine wisdom. It come about if you look at these two commandmentsSeriously. Number one is love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Number two is love your neighbor or your friend as yourself.
耶稣基督也告诉我们啊，这个两个最基本的道理啊，这两个道理也是从神那里来的智慧。第一个道理就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神，尽力爱你的神。第二个道理是。你要爱人如己。
Now I'm going to go into the biblical record to learn from history. You all know King Solomon is the most wise king by history, right? So I'm going to read a little bit about him. And first of all, I want to share with you, shortly after he became king, he has a problem and a decision to solve, and we're going to share that.
许多人知道在圣经里面所提到最有智慧的就是所罗门王，所以这边有一个例子来告诉我们他的智慧。
If you have Bible, you can turn to it because the reading may be a little too small for you. But we're going to read 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16.
列王记第三章。列王记上第三章。
And I'm going to, I think some of you have already basically.Know about that story. But I'm going to read it to you quickly, refresh your mind, and then Jerry can read it to you in the Chinese.
That's a bit too long.
This one, we run through real quick. Well, okay, maybe we save some time. How many of you know this story?
多少人知道所罗门王对于这个两个妓女在抢孩子的这件事情所做出来的判断。
I have a lot more information to share with you, so I think it's a good idea, Jerry. You cut this short. I'll give you a summary. Okay. After Solomon, King Solomon became king, two prostitutes who live in the same house came to Solomon. Two prostitutes in the same house. Okay. The first one have a baby. Okay. Have a baby. A few days later, a few days later, the other lady.Another baby. Okay? So what happened is one day, one of the mother go over on her baby and she died. Now, interestingly, in modern medicine we call sudden death. Okay? Have you heard of that? Just suffocated. Okay? So his mother thought she was wise, you know? So while at night, while the other mother was sleeping, she exchanged the baby. Okay, she got her live baby and put the dead baby next to her. So this mother found out the next morning and said, how come my baby is dead? Take a better look. This is not really my baby. And she knows this other mother. So she looked at, oh, that is my baby. So they argued and argued. They brought this to Solomon, King Solomon, saying that this is mine, the other mother's. This is mine. You remember what Solomon did? Solomon said, okay, bring me a big knife or sword. You both want the baby, I'll cut it in half. You can have half, you can have the other half. So the real mother said, oh, that's not good, I love my baby. It's okay, I gave up, you can have my baby. The other man said, no, I think each of us should have half a baby. So you know who the real mother is, right? So Solomon, that is how he decided to treat this case. And at that time, his audience, the people, was very impressed with his wisdom. You know why? Because DNA wasn't available. Right? That's a good way of solving it. You can make it brief.
Okay. 两个妇人抢一个孩子，来到国王的面前，国王说：“拿刀出来，将这孩子劈成两半，一半给这个妇人，另一半给那个妇人。”活孩子的母亲为自己的孩子心里极痛，就说：“求我王将活的孩子把这个活孩子给那个妇人吧，千万不要杀这个孩子。”那个妇人，另外那个妇人就说：“这孩子也不归我，也不归你，把他劈了吧。”国王马上知道说，愿意把这个活的孩子交给人家的，一定是那个孩子的母亲。
Okay, since we have a lot of traditional Chinese family, I will share you with another story, not from the Bible. How many of you heard of the four famous writings in China? Can you name them?
大家知道中国四大名传是什么吗？四大有名的古书，大家都喜欢看。Four famous writings.
Some of the young people should read them, even though they are old time.They are supposed to be well-known literature in China, okay? Now, when I was a teenager in Hong Kong, I read The Romance of the Three Kingdoms. That was one episode, one incident that really kept in my mind, stuck in my mind all these years. And I thought I could, for me to share with you.
小时候我在香港，长老在香港长大的时候，他也很喜欢看三国。他说里面有一个故事特别的让他印象深刻。
How many of you have a character called Zhuge Liang? Zhuge Liang, our older folks, have you heard of it? Zhuge Liang.
没听过诸葛亮的请举手。If you never heard about Zhuge Liang.
See, I told you, Jerry, many of them are not familiar about Chinese culture.
No, I asked them, if they don't know Zhuge Liang, raise their hand.
Who don't know? His nickname is Kong Ming.I'm going to show you something because he was thought to be one of the wisest leader, military leader, and so forth in history. Can you show that to us? How many have you heard of the idiom, 楚船借箭？
草船借箭，没听过的举手。
Okay, go ahead, show it. It will be one in English version, one in Chinese version. The Chinese version is in Cantonese, with Chinese subtitle.
Zhuge Liang. think the best way is to attack our enemy, Cao Cao?
By what?
Excellent! Then we agree. But to attack our enemy, Cao Cao, we will need 100,000 arrows. I will give you 10 days to produce 100,000 arrows.
3 days, isn't it?
Can I have that in writing?
Worker, build me some boats.
Boats? Not arrows?
I...
It's the third day and it's very, very foggy. Time to borrow some arrows, Miss Hudson. Look! We are being attacked! Quick, Swedenton! Wait! Where are the penny are wrong?
What?
What?
$99,999.
This is a Chinese version, so in case somebody didn't quite catch it.
Hongming啊, 你現在想帶我去哪裡啊? 去取戰咯? 志敬兄, 喝杯茶吧。
軍師，拒曹軍水寨，以北捉一箭之遙。好，下馬，將船一字排開，面向曹軍大營，擂鼓挑戰。丞相，我面有的船來襲。大霧未問。 吾軍冒中來襲，係想將我船引出水寨，最易牽箭。全命不可迎敵，指令弓弩手亂箭射之即可。遵命。另外，再由步軍營調3000弓弩手到岸邊一齊防線。遵命。
曹軍嘅水寨太近啦！咩話？我話你曹軍嘅水寨太近啦！曹軍如果衝出嚟，你如何應對啊？子敬放心，無敵可應，曹操嘅戰船根本就唔會出嚟。嚟，放車！
天啊！
軍師，草馬上嘅箭支已經密如蜂巢，插唔落啦。
将船掉头飞向曹骨大寨，用船的另一面受箭。
是。
调转船头。
Do you think that is wisdom? Human wisdom?
是人的智慧吧。
That supposedly is a pretty well-known story in China, and some of our younger generation might not know anything about it, so it is for the mother or grandmother to tell the story to your kid. I think it's a meaningful story.
也许一些年轻人没有听过这个故事的，让他们学习一下，很有意义。
Now,I talked to you earlier about Solomon. I talked to you about King Solomon.
刚我提到所罗门王。
And if you read First Kings chapter 9 on,
如果你看《列王记》上九章，然后往下看
，You will notice that at the end of his life, or close to old age, King Solomon did a lot of stupid thing.
我们看到他到晚年的时候，所罗门王做了许多愚蠢的事情。
He, you know, I think he has the Guinness books of record about his wealth and his possession, particularly his companion.
他在圣经里面记录下他许多的财富啊，甚至他的嫔妃。
How many wives did he have? You remember?
有哪些人记？有谁记得他有多少个嫔妃
？He has 700 wives.
七百个太太。
More than you know, almost two a day. You know.
一天两个。
And he has more than that. They are also of royal descent. Those wives, you know, because other kingdom of, you know, they send the, you know, this royalty.People to him to be his wife.
而且他所娶的这些嫔妃都不是无名小卒，都是公主。
Not only that, he has also another 300 concubines.
还有三百个
后妃。So just imagine having 1,000 wives at one time. How are you going to handle that?
所以后宫超过1,000人。
He also had a lot of gold and horses, chariot, and so forth, because other kingdom, you know, sent to him because he was so well known.
他有无数的金银、马车，跟马。
Now you think about that. This is what I term call excess. When your life become in excess and become your priority, you start to fall.
所以我们看到他过着过度奢华的生活。
The Bible told us that because he wanted to please all his wife, 1,000, just imagine. And they have their own religion, they worship idol and so forth. He let them do that in the latter part of his life, and he let them build idols to worship. He's starting to get away from God and his trust in God.
他也因为这些嫔妃让，为了取悦这些嫔妃，让这些嫔妃把他们的信仰带进来，拜偶像，以至于他自己也远离了神。
There's the other story of King Solomon's wife we seldom heard about, unless you study the Bible.
这是我们比较少听到的关于他的嫔妃的事情。
But then, back in about 900 or 1,000 year BC, when Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
到了晚年，他写这个传道书。
And scholar and theologian believe that this is a book of repentance.
许多的学者认为这是所罗门的一个忏悔的记录。
So when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, it gives you time of reflection about the meaning of life. Solomon said, all are vanity, vanity, like catching wind.
在传道书里面，所罗门常常提到虚空，捕风。
Why? Because they are very transient. They only happen during your lifetime. When you are dead, you are gone.
因为他看到人生的短暂，许多这些宴乐很快就过去。
As you have heard, you didn't bring anything to this world. You cannot bring anything out of this world with you when you die.
他也知道他一死他带不走什么。
You can enjoy it when you are alive. If you do it right, you have good life, a balanced life.If you use it the wrong way, with the wrong wisdom, you will end up a big failure. You can even go in a point when you come in despair, with deep depression. That's how you have heard some real rich people, they kill themselves, they commit suicide. Why? Because they lost the meaning of life.
就像我们常常听到，甚至在最近，有一些名人，自杀的。
So I know that that's a message I'd like to share with you. I have shared a lot, but I know time is very limited, and that's why I cut the singing today, and I hope I can get through, but I couldn't get through all I want to share with you. But I'd like you, if you can, go home for your own devotion. You read, continue to read the life of Solomon. I'd like you to also read 1 Corinthians, read the book of 1 Corinthians.Jerry, you have the list of the scripture. Will you announce? They can give them for their own devotion to follow up with this topic.
好，长老说时间太短了，我们必须要结束，所以他希望大家回去能够继续的来看这个所罗门的生平，还有两段在哥林多前书第哥林多前书里面有两段关于神的智慧的事情。请大家可以记下来《哥林多前书》第一章18-31节，第一章18-31节，还有第二章1-16节，《哥林多前书》。
James 2。
还有《雅各书》3:13-18节。
That give us the principle of what.What is the nature and the substance of divine wisdom that we can have?
雅各书这边提到两种智慧的比较，人的智慧跟神的智慧。
I hope I can share with you a little more later with this opportunity, but now I want to end this message with a special hymn that I think is very meaningful.And you can sing along with it, but it'll be from YouTube.
最后我们用这个诗歌来结束啊。
Wisdom of our God revealed in all the universe, all things created by His hand and held together at His command. He knows the mysteries of the seas, the secrets of the stars are His.He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day. The matchless wisdom of his ways that mark the path of righteousness. His word a lamp unto my feet, his spirit teaching and guiding me. And all the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for the lost, so that the fool might shame the wise, and all the glory might go to Christ. Solid reign of your sovereignty. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say your perfect will in your perfect way. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say your perfect will in your perfect way.
Dear Father, we pray that the message from your own word today will enlighten us and help us to understand what the meaning of wisdom is in our life.
天父，愿你的话语今天点亮我们的心中，让我们知道，智慧是什么。
And also to understand that there is limitation to only human wisdom. And there is a higher way, because the wisdom from you is the best wisdom we can get by believing in you.
因为我们知道人的智慧有限，我们只有从你那里求，从你那里来的智慧来帮助我们。
So I pray today that you bless each one of us present here, that we can be more knowledgeable about the real wisdom that we can utilize in our life. Not only human wisdom, but divine wisdom by trusting and be humble in you to guide our way daily with the help of the Holy Spirit.
求你用圣灵帮助我们在每天的日子里面与你同行，让我们能够在你面前谦卑领受。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。